Hi, people. Please forgive me when I say it's my last podcast and it's not. But I want to stop for real. And this is going to be my last podcast. And it's an important podcast to me because my experience tells me in life that what I'm about to say makes its common sense realistic. So what am I going to say now? I notice in life that there's the truth and lies, right? Everyone should believe that there's the truth and a lie, right? But you know what I notice? That some lies are acceptable, you know? Some lies are acceptable. Like, what do I mean? That there's no proof for it. It's a lie because, like, what's the truth anyways? It's what you believe anyways. Or what's a lie? What you believe. But, like, I was watching the TV and there's the neo-Nazi party, right? And in Germany. And there's this one neo-Nazi politician who... And not him, but I heard on the news, well, this politician denies the Holocaust, right? And I said, okay, listen, it's a lie. Of course the Holocaust is real. Like any common sense person, the evidence is there. Millions of people died for our freedom. It's no question. But how about other lies? Like men can be women or women can be men, you know? How about Darwin's lie, you know? That, humans originated from apes, you know what I'm saying? Or greed is good, you know what I'm saying? Or I could go on, you know what I'm saying? Like, some lies are acceptable to people. Like, the neo-Nazi German scumbag, right? Like, you know, he says basically, you know, a lie, and some people, we have the right to lie too, don't we? There's no law saying you can't lie. And even in the Ten Commandments, even a lie isn't a sin. It's being a false witness against your neighbor. That's the sin when you lie to do something wrong to someone. You know, the commandment doesn't say you shall not lie. It says you shall not be a false witness against your neighbor. But there's acceptable lies all over the world, you know. There's one God in how many religion, how many theories, you know, of God or whatever religion. There's only one God, you know. But there's different theories about God and who God is and God's law and about God's commandments. But there's only one God, one truth, one love. So there's lies out there, tons of lies that people accept, you know. And the truth, there's people that search for the truth, that are thirsty for the truth, you know, study for the truth. And you know what? It's in my opinion, though, who's the truth? God, the creator. And we ask the creator, the truth, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, in my opinion, like my faith, you know, my belief. And test God. We can test God. Who are you, God? Are you the light? Are you the truth? Enlighten us. We're your children. We all should believe we're children of God, you know, all creation. So I thought this podcast was important because, like, there's no law that says you can't lie. It's like, and if someone lies, like, certain lies are acceptable to some people, but other lies, like you know, like, if I dispute a man can't be a woman or a woman can't, they'll say, prove it. Well, prove that the Holocaust exists. You can't prove it either because we have no, like, evidence of anything. We can't even prove we're born because we don't even remember we're born. It's faith. You know, and so, you know, some lies are acceptable to people, like oil and gas. You know, like they send me emails, vote energy, right? And what they're trying to infer and trying to brainwash me is oil and gas, but like sunlight is an energy, wind is an energy, you know, rivers are an energy, renewable energy is an energy, but they're trying to infer that like vote energy means there's the only energy in the world is oil and gas, right? But the sunlight is free energy, renewable energy, the wind. You know, lies, some lies are acceptable. And of course, the big lie is global warming and the ozone layer. The ozone layer was always intact, in my opinion. And man put holes in it, you know. And the global warming, we see it with our eyes. But some lies are acceptable to people, and some people want the truth. You know, what's the truth is faith. You know, and whoever is the truth, the beginningless, never-ending, infinite life, love, energy, you know, we ask from the infinite life, you know, the beginningless, never-ending, infinite life form, energy, love, what the truth is, in my opinion. So we're all students in life. We all have to learn. And like, I believe life goes forever and ever. The soul doesn't die. There's a possibility, if you don't repent, to be punished. But God willing, we repent because we say sorry to our Creator, sorry to our neighbor. We did wrong. You're always right, Creator. And basically, you live forever, you know, learning. We're all babies at the end of the day. What's 100 years, 100 times around the sun? Let's study, let's learn objectively and fairly. Let's try to learn the truth, not what we want to hear, not what we want, our opinion, the truth. Peace.